and good morning. Today is Friday, June 5th, 2015. I'm Emily Kwong, and I am joined in the studio by Roger Schmidt, the executive director of the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. Roger, how are you doing this morning?
Good, Emily. Thank you for having me.
And you have a guest with you. Can you introduce our... Oh, wait. Now your mic is up. Hi, Roger. How are you doing?
Hi, Emily. I'm still here. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You were so distant. Now you're so close. Who do you have sitting to your right with us this morning?
Carol Otis is with me today.
And how has she been significant in the life of the Sitka Fine Arts Camp within the past, and the Sheldon Jackson campus within the past few years?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to talk about that. You know, I want to step out even further and talk about significance in Sitka as a contributor. Carol's given almost $2 million because she believes in our community. And that went toward the restoration of Allen Hall, which is now the Otis Theater. And Carol's one of the most gracious people I've met and really fun. And every day she comes and sweeps and cleans up the construction mess, and it feeds us, takes care of us, and supports us. And so it's a real honor for me to know Carol and to have her join our community.
And to have you in our studio this morning. Carol, when did your relationship with Sitka begin?
It began briefly in 2003, just because that was when my husband and I first came here. And then he died later that year, and I came back about 2007.
Why'd you come back?
To go fishing on the other side of the lodge. That Baranoff Wilderness Lodge is on the other side of the island. And then I saw a little bit of town here, and then it just sort of grew from that. It's like, this is the most interesting place, and I think I want to come more than on Sunday evening when the flight comes in and everything is closed. So
you came back.
Yes. And it just went from overnight to maybe a week to a month to now it's like 6-7 months I stay here.
And have you ever developed that kind of relationship with a place before? You're from south of Birmingham.
No. I probably know more people here than I do where I live.
Yeah. Well, Carol, you became deeply invested in the welfare of one particular building, as Roger mentioned, Allen Hall, which is now being christened as the Otis Theater on Sunday. There will be a dedication ceremony taking place. And Carol, what do you hope for with this ceremony?
Well, I hope that everybody, and I know everybody listens to you on the morning talk show, I hope everybody will come and see. It's an open invitation to all of you out there. Come and see the building. Look in every nook and cranny in the building. See what has happened to it, how we have... the community has caused it to survive, because there were a lot of volunteers before I ever got here. And it looks so different. And hopefully, if you don't feel comfortable there from what was there, now come and be comfortable with us and see what it looks like, because it could be brand new with old things. So we've restored it as best we can.
What aspect of the building are you most proud of, both of you? A nook or a cranny or a different energy? I mean, buildings, you can walk in and feel a certain way, but what part of the restoration do you kind of hold dear?
For me, there isn't a single thing. It's rather that it's made by people's hands, and it's made by a local wood. And so that combination of craftsmen, artists, craftspeople, building, and there's sort of love with every surface where people have touched it and worked it and tried to make it gorgeous. It's a handwork. It's
what kind of wood?
We use several kinds, but we Icy Straits and Prince of Wales both have sawmills that have supplied us with Sitka spruce, with hemlock, and with and then also locally, Todd Miller also has a sawmill, and we also use alder, second growth alder for the wainscoting. Mm. And that's all the trim. And then wherever there was original trim still left, we used the Doug fir that would have actually come from the Pacific Northwest, but that's the original wood.
Okay. What about you, Carol? You've been sweeping for the past few days furiously.
That's right. Trying to get, and we do have a fella that makes more sawdust than anybody I have ever known in my life. So I go and sweep up after him. It depends on which day of the week it is. I go into the theater and it's just, it breathes. I know it does. It's beautiful. And then I see the new stairwell that they're putting the last coat of poly on it. And then that becomes my favorite thing. And then I go into the women's restroom and look out the window, and then it becomes my favorite thing. So I guess it's like Roger said, it's the whole building that it's just unbelievably beautiful.
And now that construction, major construction, and even small detail work on the building is wrapping up, what is the intended use for the building for the next few years? What is the...
Well, for the first,
what will live at Allen Hall,
yeah,
Lotus
for the
Theater?
I mean, it's going to be a pretty general answer, but for the first 100 years, when I talk to elders and their memories in the hall, they talk about this huge range of activities and memories, everything from Gilbert and Sullivan productions to services to gatherings to playing basketball and roller skating. We probably won't be playing basketball and roller skating in it because there's better places to do it in town now. But I think this idea that it was just central, it was a central place for community gatherings, that I think is what we hope for the next 100 years this will be. And so far it's been an unusual construction project because in 2012, we started working on it, and that summer, with it being far from complete, we already started using it. So it's been used already for every type of activity that one could imagine, I think. Okay. And what matters to us is that it feels like a welcome place and that people can feel like it's a place where they come together and build community. That's what matters. I mean, we're proud of theater. We're proud of the arts. Those are things that we care about, but we believe those are support that.
Are there opportunities to rent out the Otis Theater or Allen Hall for those who throw big events and maybe have always had them? Harrigan Centennial Hall is going to close this summer. So everyone is looking for different spaces to have these community gatherings.
Yeah, absolutely. And that information is on our website, fineartscamp.org, or people can call our office, 747-3085. We've had a lot of weddings there, and that's wonderful, you know, because that's the most special day of a person's life, ideally, and it's pretty neat to see those, too.
Carol, I have a question for you, which is, from the moment you arrived in Sitka and took on this project and picked up a broom, so just the... Otis building was condemned and was going to be torn down and was saved from demolition in the 90s by members of the community.
Right.
And you came in after, loads of volunteers came in. But you not only made a financial contribution that really helped put the building on its feet, but you have been a part of the... I'm just wondering, what is it in your personality that makes you want to do that? Did you build things when you were younger?
No, you're
not afraid, clearly, to get down in the dirt.
But I do some of that at home where I live, because I live on 80 acres of woods. But I think it's because I see everybody in town volunteering to help, and so I just have to. It's just, it is part of me, and why it's that way I cannot tell you, but that's just the way I was made.
What do you think your late husband, who was a doctor and is also the namesake of this building, your last name, would say to you on this weekend?
Well, he would probably say, are you coming in the house looking like that?
And looking like what? What do you mean?
With dust and dirt all over yourself? He would be so proud, because he wanted his charities to be things of buildings, wings, floors, whatever, large areas that would serve the most people. You can't serve more than most of the world other than piece by piece. And look at Sitka.
Yeah.
Everybody uses it. So,
what was his name?
His name was Dr. John Otis. But the people that knew him called him Jack.
Okay. And is there any part of the building or of Sitka that reminds you most of him or that time that you were together here for a short while?
Probably the beauty of the place. He loved the out-of-doors and loved fishing and hunting, and the scenery would probably, of the whole community, would have been something that reminds me of him, and the sweetness of the people, although he could be something other than sweet sometimes.
Well, it's been so nice to have you as a more than an adopted member of the community.
Yes.
At this point, what are your other plans for the summer? Are you going to stay here?
I'll be here until the fall, and I will go across the island to fish in August when the cohos come in, because that's what I love to do. So, but I think about it often. What am I going to do when the building's finished? I don't know. Knowing Roger, he'll suck me into something to do in one of the other buildings.
There's always some sawdust to sweep up somewhere.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you so much for talking to me this morning, and best of luck with the dedication on Sunday.
Thank you. Come, Emily. Okay.
That's a direct invitation.
Yes.
From a Southern lady.
Yes.
So I really couldn't say no. The ribbon cutting ceremony to dedicate Odess Theater will take place on Sunday, June 7th at 1:23.
Right.
And we'll see you then. All right. Thanks.
Thank you, dear.